The newest operating system for your Mac is now available to download. OS 10 El Capitan brings more refinements than major feature additions, although there are updates to Safari, Mail, Notes, Maps, and Photos. The upgrade is free in the App Store and is compatible all the way back to mid-2007 iMacs. Facebook is testing a few new features that will let you add a little bling to your profile. The improvements are targeted at mobile users and designed to help you show people who you are, or at least who you very desperately want people to think you are. Soon you'll be able to use an animated GIF as your profile pic and to set temporary profile pics that automatically revert to your standard picture, you know, so you can avoid having to decide when it's appropriate to stop using your picture to support your latest political clause. There will also be a new space on the top of your profile that you will get to customize any way you want. A small number of Facebook users in the UK and California are testing the features, and they will roll out to more people soon. Tesla CEO Elon Musk unveiled his new Model X at an event at his factory last night. The newest all-electric vehicle from Tesla is an SUV that will go from 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. It has a third row of seats for the little ones and those fancy falcon wing doors that help you sneak in to even the slimmest of parking spaces. Journalists who've had a chance to ride in the Model X say it is well worth the $132,000 price tag. Now, Ars Technica has a story today about a man who has a cable bill that is bigger than yours, I hope. Wisconsin web developer Cole Marshall had plans to build an empty lot, and build a house on it. He needs high-speed internet access, so he first called the local cable company to confirm that he could get internet access to his new home. They promised relatively fast DSL with Telco Frontier Communications, but when it came time to deliver, the only offer of fast enough service was from Charter, and they said he would have to pay a whopping $117,000 to cover the cost of extending its network to his home. Now, apparently this happens a lot. Ours says promises from broadband providers are not guarantees, as customer service representatives could be relying on incorrect information. And thanks to TM204 for posting this story in the Tech News Today subreddit. If you're on Reddit, get in there and post some stories. Vote up the ones you want to see on the show. I check it every day, and so does Mike for Tech News Today. And finally tonight, brain-computer interface technology has allowed a paralyzed man to walk again. You might have heard of brain-computer technology, or BCI, as it's called, if you watch the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. According to Tech Insider, that is what allowed a man who was paralyzed from the waist down to kick a ceremonial goal. Now a paraplegic has used BCI to walk. An electroencephalogram, or EEG cap, presses flat metal discs against the scalp in order to measure electrical impulses from the brain. The cap wirelessly delivers the impulses to a computer that uses an algorithm to determine what signals are focused on walking.